Hey, it's Amelia, aka Big Tit.
And I'm Natasha, aka Little Tit.
And together, we're the Graveyard Girls.
Hello.
Hello. Does everything sound okay?
It does, I think so.
Okay.
It's going where it better be. This is the final episode of...
Spooky.
Other people's...
Encounters.
Hauntings, paranormal...
Yeah, spooky stuff. Things. Yeah, basically your stories that you've sent us.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, so this is the final one, and we might do them occasionally if it does well.
Yeah, if you like them. Yeah. But yeah, like leave us like a comment or something on Instagram, or reviews on the actual episodes, so we know to do more.
Yeah. We do have a special on Halloween.
Yeah, so which comes out Tuesday.
After this, yeah, so keep an eye out for that. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So we're going a little bit different. And there's a chance for you to win a prize at the end of it. So that'll all be revealed in the episode. So you've got to go listen to it now to find out.
Yeah, so shall we...
Yeah, let's get started on this one. Okay. Are you going first?
Yes. This is one that I'm... I think I know how to pronounce the username.
Okay.
Throw Raw Winter.
Okay. No, it's not, because it's not double W.
Throw rat. Amelia, help. What's it say?
I don't know.
Throw a winter 11.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So they say, when I was 18, I was getting an apartment with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
It was my first time moving out, so I was excited.
Ooh. Should we get an apartment together? Sorry. Distracting.
I prefer a house.
Okay.
But we'll discuss that. I thought it was just going to be me and her, and I was finally looking forward to having a good living situation. She told me her mum wanted to move in with us, so she didn't have to pay as much rent because she wanted to go to university. I was like, whatever, kind of disappointed, but okay. The house was an old townhouse. It was really weird because as a few weeks went by, she would tell me not to touch certain things in the freezer.
Oh, is she putting dead bodies in the freezer?
And that her mum was using them for some kind of spells.
Oh, so the mum's a witch.
She said her mum put a spell on her ex-husband to make him sick. And when she went over there once to get her half-little sister, and he was sick as a dog. At that point, I was like, what did I get myself into? Yeah, fair enough. A few weeks went by and we didn't really have a basement, more like stairs going downstairs into a tiny storage room where my friend found an old wooden doll.
Oh, is this going to be like Annabelle?
The doll was so creepy. Yeah, I can imagine. It was all wooden. That's so strange. Ooh. Everything painted on a black dress and a black hat. My friend thought it was so cool and wanted it in her room.
No, don't move it.
The next morning, her cat was going crazy. I could hear it from my room and she asked if I had pumped out her body lotions all over her dresser because everything she owned was all over the place.
Maybe the cat did it.
I don't think a cat, maybe. All over the place. And I said no, obviously, like, LOL. Anyway, she got such a fright, she didn't want it in her room anymore. And instead of getting rid of it, her mum just laid it at the end of the hallway between her and my friend's room. So every time I went in the hall, I had to see that creepy doll. Absolutely not. Every time I started to feel weird in the house, my room was like an icebox.
Oh,
I was freezing all the time, starting having the worst dreams, and things in my room would move around. I wasn't there 3 months and I wanted to move out. The morning I moved out, I had a couple of friends come over and help me, but before they showed up, around 10 a.m, I woke up at 5 a.m. and needed a drink really bad. I walked down the hall, past the doll. I don't like it. And when I got to the top of the stairs, I looked down and seen a woman.
Oh.
She was gliding, like floating into the living room. She was tall and pale, had long fingernails.
Ew, no.
And black hair and a black hat and black dress from sometime in the 1900s. I literally froze. I called out to my friend because she had long black hair, but there was no way it could have been her. I was in shock. I walked down to the bed, to the bottom of the stairs, and her mum had like decorations hanging from the ceiling. There was no fan, no wind, no heat downstairs, and everything was moving around like crazy.
Oh.
Why would I just run? I ran up the stairs as fast as I could and waited for my friends. I hadn't told them anything yet, and when they were helping me move out, one of them looked at me and said, "Every time I walk up these stairs, I feel like someone's watching me."
Oh, yes, it is, the creepy doll.
Yes. I could not wait to get out of there. Another friend told me she had seen something, like a shadow person, and another friend I had at the house a lot pointed out she always seen weird things, so I knew it wasn't just me.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, because I don't... Yeah. So you need to get rid of that wooden doll. Anything that's probably made out of wood is probably holding energy. Anyway, they got me out. I moved home again with my mum. I visited my dad. He's very spiritual. He's always been that way. He asked me about a day after I was out and what I brought back with me. I was like, "What do you mean?" He said, "I brought something out with me," and he drew her. Literally drew her. His wife was so freaked out, she ripped up the paper and threw it in the garbage. Then my dad would have terrifying dreams about the same woman for months. What the hell happened? Then I went to a crystal store and the lady working there was a witch. She told me I had a dark entity attached to me.
Oh my god.
That was draining me. I think that's what we might have. She gave me what I needed to get rid of it, and in almost every picture on my old phone I noticed there's a cloud around me. Ooh. In every picture. It was terrifying, and that's what made me believe in ghosts. Eventually I felt more like myself over time. I even felt different and didn't know why. It was because that spirit was draining the life out of me. I will never associate with anyone ever again who's into that stuff, or Ouija boards or anything. I didn't really know if I could believe others' stories until that happened to me. The hurting part is that I lost a good friendship over it because Mrs. had a crazy mom. Well, yeah, she probably did have a crazy mom. To be fair, you could have maybe got rid of the doll. Maybe burn it.
Yeah.
If it's wooden.
Yeah, and also it's a bit weird that you move in a house and, like, bring the mom along. Do you not think that's a bit weird?
Especially, like, not, like, giving your friends a heads up, being like, "We're getting a place together." Yeah. Yeah, my mom's coming.
You moved in with your friend and, like it was the mum's house or something. Yeah, like, that would be even different.
She's just all like, I feel like the mum's just tagged along and then
maybe
the
daughter's... Yeah, maybe she's one of those mums that, like, think she's, like, really young and hip.
Yeah.
And she's just like, "Yeah, I can be down with the kids."
And then her friend's just like, "Yeah."
I feel like the mum's almost got a little bit, like, hippie vibes.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
Okay, well, definitely, maybe if we get a place together, we won't quite do that, Natasha.
Okay.
We're not inviting either of our mothers.
Okay.
Okay, so this one is from a person named as Sketched Hexagon.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few encounters with some shadow figures in a field we call the meadow. In one of them, me and my sister plus friends were playing hide and seek, and I was hiding behind a stack of cut down trees. In front of me was a log that wasn't quite touching the ground, and wedged between the log and the ground was a stick. This log was close enough to the ground that nothing human could fit underneath it, but it was not touching the ground. Then a pitch black hand reached out from under it. It looked like it was reaching for the stick or my leg. I was crouching. I don't like this. I blinked and it was gone. This was one of the major incidents in the meadow.
This one comes from Davy Jones's prison wallet. I believe that's how you say it. When I was a little kid, I saw a ghost dog two different times.
Oh, I like this.
It was white, but parts of it were see-through. It was the most unnatural thing. Like, seeing it shocked me and filled me with fear. I was a little kid and not afraid of dogs. In fact, the dog was very similar to the one that we owned at the time. But it definitely wasn't her. After those two times, though, I never saw that dog again.
Oh, maybe it got run out by the other dog. Maybe it bucked out and it ran away.
Maybe just came in for a little visit and then just, like, wandered back out.
I'm also thinking about, oh my god, which is the one with the little dog in it? Is it Jack Skellington, the Nightmare Before Christmas, that's got the little doggy in it? Or is that another one?
There's a dog in it.
Yeah, there's
Frankenweenie.
It might be, that might be what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, but there's a dog kind of in, Nightmare Before Christmas as well.
Yeah, the little white dog, that's what I'm thinking of. Okay. This next one is from Odd Prize 2277. Or 2277, or...
2277. Not doing that.
I could go through other combinations. When I was about 6 or 7, I woke up Oh, fucking hell. I was not expecting the rest of that sentence, sorry.
You've asked for one, you've got one.
Okay. When I was about 6 or 7, I woke up to my deceased grandma sitting at the foot of my bed, crying while wearing a bloody wedding dress. I reminded my mum about it recently, and she told me that my grandmother's first husband had violently abused her on their wedding night, and I'd perfectly described the dress. Jesus Christ. I wasn't scared as a kid, as it was my grandmother, but I remember being sad that she was crying.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that bit. It was just like my deceased grandmother, Jesus.
You wanted a dead grandma, you got one.
I've got a dead grandma.
I think that's... I was just like, is this too morbid? But I was just like, it was...
It was a dead grandma that came back from the grave.
Submitted. So I was just like, okay.
Oh no, poor grandma. It reminds me, what was the thingy where the lady always remained in a wedding dress?
Mrs. Havisham?
Yeah, that one. Mm. That's what I'm thinking.
Is that a thing that we do not talk about?
Yeah. So moving on.
This comes from Process Creative 5306. I used to work at John Umstead Hospital in...
In Butner,
North Carolina. We worked in pairs. Me and my co-worker made rounds every 2 hours checking the patients by cleaning them up and turning them over. My co-worker took her break. I started my notes in the patient's charts. As I was writing my notes, I saw a picture playing out in my head.
Oh.
I saw in my head what appeared to be the Grim Reaper.
Oh, it's coming for you.
Oh no. He was standing in the room looking up at my building. I watched it like it was a movie playing out in my brain. I watched him glide to the building, then up the stairs and through the door. And then I watched it come all the way to the top floor where I worked, and I watched him glide through that wall.
Oh.
Then I heard the patient screaming. No. She then came out of the room screaming. She said, "Mama, the old man hit me. The old man hit me, Mama."
Oh, no.
I got up to see what was wrong. I let her sit out in the day room until I checked her room and the room next to her. I discovered a patient dead in the next room. I then called a code. After this, patient never wanted to be left alone or by herself.
Mm.
I was at that hospital for 15 years, but this was the first time I encountered weird stuff like this, but that was not the last time.
Oh, so it's like he went for the first lady and didn't get her, so he got the one next door.
Mm.
Oh.
That's very spooky. I do listen to some stories where they kind of do like mention that there's something, there's like a certain smell of people before they go, and sometimes there's like shadows and stuff.
Oh.
So they think that it might be the Grim Reaper.
Just interesting. There you go. He's got a smell.
No, the person itself. Has. Yes.
Yeah, but it's the smell of the Grim Reaper coming.
That's probably what brings the Grim Reaper out.
Maybe. Okay, so this one is from Crimson Monster A. Are we going with?
I say Monstera.
I think
it's a leaf.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, I think it might be actually, or at least a plant.
A plant.
My best friend and I believe we have some type of spirit or something attached to us. So for a little bit of background, my best friend, who is a female, and I, also a female, have been like sisters since we were in second grade. We are now 22. Her and I lived together on and off throughout high school and college as well. I truly believe she is my soulmate and we can never lose the relationship we have.
Oh, that's nice.
Hmm. Each of us have had unusual experiences with spirits or something, both separately and together. Her experiences started at a very young age, but as far as I can remember, mine only started around middle school. My personal experiences that have made me truly believe was when I was living in our newly built home for a few years ago. Two instances happened two nights in a row. The first one happened when I was almost asleep and I was jolted awake because I felt breathing on my neck.
Oh, nope.
I don't like that. I was terrified and my body froze, not allowing me to move. But I thought I'd seen a dark figure in the corner of my room for a split second. The next night again, I was almost asleep, but this time I felt something had crawled up into my bed and laid beside me. I don't like either of these.
No.
It woke me up, but I convinced myself that it was our Yorkie who liked to sleep in my room, so I'm presuming that's a dog.
Yeah.
Okay. That was until I'd realised I always slept with my door closed, and there was no possible way that our dog could have gotten in. There have been other personal instances, but it would take a while to explain them. A shared experience we had was when we were living together during COVID and after we sent home from college. Her boyfriend had recently gotten 2 parakeets but kept them in separate cages on the top of their bookshelf. One day her and I were aimlessly scrolling on our phones. The whole place was completely silent and we hadn't talked in a while. The birds were sleeping and her cat was laying right beside us. In the middle of the silence, we heard something be moved. We both looked up and one of the bird cages had been shifted closer to the edge of the bookshelf.
Oh no.
It's going to fall off. Again, the birds were sleeping and still not moving. The cat was right beside us and it was only us in the house. The birdcage couldn't have been shifted from just any air conditioning. Something must have manually moved it. To this day, we still don't have any explanation for this. Our experiences aren't always creepy in a sense. We don't feel like what is attached to us is in any way angry, and we haven't had any experiences in a while. The stories and experiences we have are some of our favourite things to tell people, and we think that it's wild that, and they think it's wild that both of us share them. We have more stories, but again, it's usually an hour or long to conversation.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah, they're like, you know how they say women sync up in periods?
Sync up,
These synced up in spirits.
Yes. Very interesting, very, very interesting. So this comes from Illustrious Driver 497.
Okay.
I nearly got my number thing. So they have a few. First one happened between the ages of 7 and 11 at the second house my family moved into. Our front door opened to a hallway with the living room on the left. The hallway wrapped left around the staircase and under the first floor landing leading to the kitchen. The staircase led to a false landing that had a smaller set of stairs to the left leading to the proper landing that ended at my mother's bedroom. Landing was open and lined by a banister.
Okay.
Her bedroom was directly above the living room. Okay, so we've got some like layout thing. Okay. It was a Sunday morning and I walked out of the living room where I saw a young child on the top step. I was shocked but recognized she wore mother's zebra striped robe and had the same scarred right cheek from a dog bite during her preteen years. More defined as if it happened more recently instead of decades. We both observed each other locked in place. I felt a mixture of both our emotions, hers of being afraid but present, loving, and mine being curious, inquisitive. I broke the trance and moved towards the staircase, to which she hastily stood up, ran around the banister post and disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I sensed she ran into my mum's room, however, heard no doors or footsteps across the landing. I followed after a few seconds, tiptoed into my mum's room and saw her sleeping. I've never really made sense of this, only thinking at the time mum was an adult, but as a child as well. Very interesting.
I was worried they were going to go and find the mum dead. And she'd come back as a ghost, but as a younger self.
Maybe, or...
Oh, she had that sleeping thing, you know, where people like temporarily stop breathing. So like the mum did die for a few seconds.
I thought you meant she was going to like project herself. I'm not sure what the correct term is. She's like projected her spirit out while she's just... The other experience was a dream entity during the same years. As a child, my dreams were full of uncontrolled flying and falling, where I usually feel anxious and on edge, out of control and hazy. However, this interaction is unique.
Mm-hmm.
The dream started as a memory from at least before 5 years old of a family outing to a music hall. The hall then morphed to a hotel corridor where a few other children and I were playing.
Oh no, this sounds a bit like a hotel out of American Horror.
I was mesmerized by a red-haired girl in her preteens dressed in black. Once this girl became aware of my attention, the dreamscape shifted focus onto her and I, with the others cast losing their animation and activity. She exuded a sense of peace and bliss that washed over my dream self brain.
It sounds like you. The dead person.
Okay. Since that dream, I've only felt a part of that feeling from drug use or meditation. Oh. I like to imagine she was Lilith or another named entity who crossed path with a distressed child, me, and provided some affection, love, or peace.
Okay, that's quite nice.
Okay. Yeah, okay. lasting a few cases over active imagination where I was frightened by symbols and images overlaid around the house during my preteen years.
Okay. So I'm not sure what they're getting at with that last one, but why would there be symbols? But
it's also quite similar to the mum's one, because it's like kind of another young person that yeah. she's seeing.
Strange.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah. Like the mum was like pre-teens, yeah. and the other girls that she's seeing are like young.
Yeah.
So maybe she's just predisposed to seeing young people.
Usually when like we are supposed to see ghosts, it's usually of a, not necessarily of when they've died. So seeing their mum as a younger person who's probably just gone through trauma due to the dog bite on the yeah. face, that's might be like some part of her soul, if souls are real. Okay. And that's the trauma that's like in it in spirit world. So she's not actually dead, but that's probably what she'll be come back as a ghost.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't
know. Is this why we always see Victorian like children a lot of time, or young women yeah. like wailing about?
Maybe. Like that's the traumatic yeah. event, so that's why they're trapped.
Oh.
Maybe they did continue sad. Living, but yeah. what grounds them to the spirit world is the trauma.
Oh, that's a bit sad.
Yeah.
Okay. This next one is from Puzzled Brilliant 955.
Mm-hmm.
I was super close with my abuelo, which is grandfather in Spanish. He's the only grandparent I ever used Spanish for. The other grandfather and my two grandmothers they call them grandma. Anyway, out of his six grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, I was his favourite.
Oh, that's naughty. You should never have favourites. Okay.
He never outright said this, but his nurses from his assisted living told me he would always say I was his favourite.
Okay, that's fine. If you're
presuming.
Yeah.
Okay. He lived in a different state to me, so I couldn't be at the hospital when he passed. My cousin let me talk to him through the phone when he was in a coma, and I told him it's okay to go to grandma, and he passed away a couple of hours later.
Aww.
Before my dad could tell me he died, I saw him in the doorway of my bedroom. It was a younger version of him that actually looked like him in a picture that I found later, so similar to the previous story.
Mm.
He smiled at me and walked away. I was the only person he visited, unlike my grandmother who had visited a few of us. I have dreams about him all the time, and now I know when he's close to me because of my surroundings. I miss him so much, and he passed away 8 years ago, although it only feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite sweet though. Yeah, that one got me. And then, yeah, he smiled and then disappeared.
Oh, that one got to me a little bit. Ooh, okay, give me a minute.
I like there's something sweet about little old men.
Yeah.
Even the grumpy ones, they're just a bit cute. But you know when you watch like ambulance programs or something, yeah. and it's the little old man on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know what it is. Like people, like even like the kids are screaming. I'm like, God, you're a bit annoying. And like some of the women, they're a bit annoying. And I'm like, God, you're being well over dramatic. And then yeah. the little old man falls down the stairs, and I'm about crying. Like, he's telling you about his wife. And like, yeah, there was one the other day. He wrote a poem for his wife. And he was like, I could write a poem for you. And like that's what he was saying to the ambulance lady. And I was like, oh, he's really sweet. And then there was another, I think he was, he'd escaped from Germany during the war, and he was like now like really old. And when the ambulance people there, they were like, oh, we noticed this book's about you. He was like a scientist.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, have you written an autobiography? And he went, no, my late wife did it. She was an author. She wrote about how I escaped from Germany. And I was like, oh, he was really sweet.
And they were all crying.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something about little old men. They're a bit sweet.
Just old people, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes the little old women are a bit angry and annoying.
They've probably been through shit.
I just feel like, you know when you watch these programs, it's the little old ladies that pretend to be a bit more aggressive, I think.
Mm.
The little old men are just a bit sweet. Okay. I mean, some of them maybe might be a bit pervy and then...
Yeah, there's a fine line between sweet and, yeah. You're like, okay. So this one comes from Brandy Renamy, I believe.
Okay.
Where do I start? A little girl in a white Victorian dress floated across the foot of my bed when I was 12. Nope. Yep, I agree. My parents told me I used to play with a ball with a little girl in my closet when I was 3 to 4.
Why do they always have a ball or something? This is what I don't get.
I don't know. I've seen a lot more than I would have preferred since the age of 12. One sat on me until I couldn't breathe around 14 years old.
Oh no.
Trauma, Jesus. I was on my side facing away and I thought it was a person squishing me until I got irritated enough to elbow it off me. There was literally nothing there. Holy shit. That house, my mum saw lights coming up from the air vents once my stepdad told me about having to go check them out. Broad daylight, I came home from school and thump under me. I was alone. I took a couple of steps, thunk under my feet. I took a couple more, thunk. Then my rational mind went, this is my friend next door, my friend Kelly next door screwing on me. So I went to where the crawl space was, so low you couldn't swing anything. A couple of inches between the floor and ground, I knew that crawl space better than anyone. I considered making some of it a personal space. It had good ventilation and a good bit of 5 foot high, and I was a kid. But I knew if I walked up to the front of the house, there was 2 foot from dirt to floor. No room to swing anything. It hit underneath me equally as hard. I knew it wasn't Kelly playing a trick. I hopped onto the kitchen island bar because getting off the floor was the first idea I had. And whatever that was kept hitting the floorboards, looking for me. I heard really hollow knocks when it went under bathroom cabinets or a little subdue under the beds. Eventually it quit. This started around 3 p.m. I sat on that island bar for about 4 hours until someone else came home. I've actually had much worse experience and decent ones since. They are real, my friend.
It's very strange.
Yeah, very strange. I think, so there's not enough space under the house for, there's some space under the house for someone to be there, but not where the person is saying that it's like enough room to swing something to hit something. So they're thinking definitely a spirit.
It's either a tiny demon or...
It's very strange that it's trying to like find him in the house.
Yeah, in the floorboards.
Ooh.
It's trying to get out. Maybe a person died under there.
Maybe, but if that person can crawl underneath, that person can surely get out.
Maybe they're trapped.
Mm. Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
Okay. So this next one is from Able Youth 6400. Used to seeing moving shadows in the upstairs of my old house. We are talking 25 years ago now. It was always out of the corner of my eye, and I would think that maybe the light flickered a bit, or it was a trick of the eye, some peripheral thing, etc. I used to see it so often I wouldn't think much of it. One evening, a friend and I were hanging out, and I'm watching TV, which is directly in front of me. He's a few feet away, sitting on the floor reading a magazine. Diagonal from the both of us, I catch a glimpse of a shadow pass by the doorway in the small hallway between rooms, so there's nothing new. He puts down the magazine, stares at the doorway for a second and says, "What the fuck was that?" That's when I'm like, "Wait, you saw that too?" Up until that point, no one else had. It freaked him out more than me, and he'd bring it up a few years after.
Oh.
So it's like, she maybe was seeing... Oh, I'm saying she. We don't know if it's a she. Might have been another he. They. So they've seen it, but like they're so used to seeing it, they're just like... Oh.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it's just there. And it's not until someone else comes into the house.
And then they're like, oh, okay. It's actually real. Which is very common. I think if you live in that situation and then you're like...
You're not bothered.
Yeah.
It's not attacking you, so you're not really fussed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Especially if you just think it's just something in your eye.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay.
You do sometimes, like, it always used to make me think about it. It's more because there was one time I did see someone hiding behind the baler at work. So then every time, you know, when you used to go in, you've seen a bit of a shadow, I was just like, oh, it's probably someone by the baler.
Yep.
I think you write it off, don't you?
Yeah. It's very easily done, isn't it?
Mm.
So this comes from Emo in the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like the 90s?
I was thinking more of the emo, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, we were born in the 90s, so you know.
Yes, we were.
We're 90s babies.
We are 90s babies. I was working at the Denver Botanic Gardens.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Which is extremely haunted, as it used to be a cemetery.
Oh, we've also got poisonous plants there as well.
Ooh. Ooh. Staff and volunteers quit all of the time due to paranormal experiences.
Let's go.
Well, it's a bit far, but yeah, we can do. When I went in for my interview, there was a box of old handles sitting in the conference room. At the time of the interview, I asked what they were. My future boss said, "Oh, they're coffin handles.
Oh,
we have to call the coroner out every time we dig a new garden because they didn't take out all of the bodies." Ooh. I believed the stories, but didn't have any visual evidence until I was sitting in a meeting for a holiday event with 5 security guards and 5 staff members in the main room. There were 3 sets of giant plastic ornaments hung in 3s down the ceiling, far enough away that they wouldn't touch. In the middle of our meeting, the center set of ornaments started clacking together.
Oh.
Just the center set. That's strange.
Mm.
They clacked together for about 30 seconds and then stopped dead. Nobody had come out in any doors. It was not the wind. The building is old, cinder block, so it's low-key fortress, and it was dark and nobody was working on the roof. All 10 of us saw it. I was officially a believer after that.
Oh, this is interesting. But also, why have they changed the use of the cemetery? Like, I didn't know they could do that and dig up the bodies and put them somewhere else.
Yeah, do that all the time.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this.
They're probably just like, oh, we'll
just move the cemetery. Yeah, but imagine if there's hundreds of bodies there. Is that not a bit of effort to just move the whole cemetery?
That's why they just left some of them there. It was like the cathedral. I think they just bulldozed the grounds of where the bodies were and then just left them.
Oh.
Because remember, where the graves were, it was kind of hilly. Now it's just completely flat. You're not telling me they've left all those bodies there, because where are they?
Yeah, they'd have to put them somewhere else. Because I thought it's like, you know, like, oh, it's consecrated ground, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, they wanted...
I mean, I know they're dead now. There's not really anything they can do about it, but...
They wanted, you know, it because the Richard the Third thing.
They still have living relatives, and like, surely they have to contact the relatives. They do. And be like,
they do.
We need to move grandma.
Yeah. Yeah. They repurpose cemeteries all the time.
Oh, I didn't know this.
No.
Oh, well, I've learned something new. Okay. So this next one is Neurotica 9000.
Yeah.
Let's go with. Me and three other family members saw something similar to a leprechaun.
Ooh.
We haven't had one of these. I was a child. I remember him being between the size of a Barbie doll and the size of an American Girl doll. He ran into the room while laughing, phased through the window, and then puffed out of sight suddenly.
That's so strange.
Yeah, it is, but I feel like he's a little bit jolly.
Well, yeah.
Was he, like, giggling?
I assume so.
Do you have any four-leaf clovers? Do you leave any behind?
I hope this is an Irish person.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, their mythology in it is, like, deep.
Either that or maybe in America, because a lot of Irish people moved over to America.
Yes. But some people who claim to be Irish American are not.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, very interesting.
Mm.
Very interesting.
I feel like he's a little bit jolly.
Yeah, we kind of have a cryptid. We don't really have cryptids in these ones. These are a thingy. So this comes from KeddyB23. I was called by the nursing home and told that my mother was close to the end.
Oh.
Oh, we're jumping straight into this, okay? She was having agonal breathing and was just going downhill. Anyway, I was sleeping alone in a separate bedroom due to hubby sleeping. I was awakened by, I can't even say what, I was just suddenly awake with the terrifying feeling of someone watching me from the other side of the nightstand.
Oh.
It was not a warm, fuzzy type of feeling. It was a truly terrifying feeling of someone watching me with a very menacing aura about them.
Oh.
I didn't move at first, but eventually I just had to see. So I slid my hand out and touched the sensitive light. Nothing. Relieved, I talked myself into getting comfy and dozed back off. It happened again, and again I hit the light, saw nothing, and tried to go back to sleep, telling myself, if it happens again, I'll move in with my hubby, snoring be damned. Third time, I noped the heck out of there and slept in the master with my husband. Now, I forgot to mention that I had my cell phone next to me on the nightstand. I did not take it into the master, as my only interest at the time was getting the heck out of that bedroom.
Don't blame them.
Next morning, I checked my phone to find multiple messages from the nursing home advising me that my mother had passed away in the night. Oh. Checking the timestamps on the call, it shocked me to see that they came just about the time I was having these experiences.
So maybe it was a phone waking up.
Maybe. Now, until writing this Reddit reply, I thought it commendable that some other family member didn't want me to receive those messages alone in the middle of the night, but also found it odd that they would choose to scare the living crap out of me by doing so. Now, thinking about the whole thing and knowing the less than fantastic relationship I had with my mother, I wondered if it wasn't the woman herself giving me her last disapproving glare.
Quite possibly.
Very, I think if you're getting a bad aura from your mother and it wasn't a good relationship.
Quite possibly, yeah.
She might have been there. She might have been the one being like, look at you asleep.
Yeah. Why don't you be asleep? Why are you not?
I'm dead. Wake up. Yeah. Okay. That's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. Very. We've had a lot of haunting dead relatives today.
We have.
Mm. I mean, I did ask.
You
for
did.
Them,
you so. Did. You did ask.
Okay. So this one's come from Kennedy from the Imperfect Podcast, who we did an episode with a little while ago.
Yes.
Okay. And she sent in, it's sort of a, what would you call it?
She wanted to give some local history of the area that she is from, I believe.
Yes. So it's sort of a, I don't want to say a myth, that's not right, but it's something they believe
in. A local
legend. That's what I was going for, local legend in their area. Yeah. Okay. I was trying to find the right words and they were escaping me.
I couldn't get the words out myself.
Okay. In 1878, 18-year-old Esther Cox arrived in Amherst, Nova Scotia, to live with her sister's family. Shortly after Esther moved in, the story goes that the house was plagued by unexplained occurrences. Something or someone knocked on the walls, hid household items and moved furniture around and even set fires. Esther herself was subject to mysterious feelers, prodding, and on one occasion, stabbing.
She was stabbed or she was stabbing?
I think she was stabbed by something.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The occurrences followed her when she went to stay with other families in the area. Eventually, she was charged with robbery and spent a month in jail, after which the hauntings ceased. Was Esther the victim of paranormal powers or the troubled mind behind a series of elaborate hoaxes? Oh, I quite like this. It's a bit of a mystery. At the time of her alleged haunting, the plausibility of Esther Cox's claims were hotly debated in newspapers by the fellow Amherst residents. In the 100 years since her death, Esther's story has been retold numerous times and she remains to this day the town's most famous historical figure. Esther Fest. A celebration of the paranormal and horror inspired by Esther Cox and her story, which takes place annually in Amherst during October. In 1878, Amherst, Nova Scotia, made international headlines when Esther Cox, an 18-year-old resident of the time, said the lady previous, reportedly found herself at the centre of a bizarre series of events that became known as the Great Amherst Mystery. Strange rappings and bangings were heard throughout her home, and objects flew around in the air. Esther writhed in pain and swelled to twice her normal size. Bloody hell, this reminded me of, what's the one out of Charlie and Chocolate Factory? Is it Violet?
Beauregard, yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Countless people watched as fires started and an unknown hand scratched into the wall above Esther's bed. Esther Cox, you are mine to kill. Oh, bloody hell. The story has become known in paranormal literature as one of the best documented cases of poltergeist activity on record. The New York Sun said it was, in all probability, the greatest tale of its kind in this or any age. Maclean magazine called it Canada's most famous ghost story and classic poltergeist case. The story has been featured in a number of books and television programs all about the supernatural.
It reminds me a little bit of the Cock Lane ghost.
Oh, yes, with Willie and Fanny.
Yes, I can't remember the young girl who was, like, possessed or, like, persuaded by her dad to do this.
Was that another Fanny? I want to say, were there two Fannies in it?
I can't remember. It might have been. But yeah, but I'm very interesting if she was actually possessed or haunted.
She's just a menace, making
she,
up stories.
She might have been a menace. I do like that there's an Esther Fest.
Yeah, that's but, really cool. Yeah. Can we go to Esther Fest?
I think we can. It's October right now. Let's go Esther Fest.
Or go, let's prepare for next year. And really go for it.
Okay, tell Kennedy that we're going to go stay with her.
Yeah. Here's your warning, your 1 year warning.
Yeah, we're going to come stay with you for Estherfest.
Okay, cool. It's sorted. Yeah, hopefully you've all enjoyed this little spooky story season that we've ran for this month. And if you want more stuff like this, maybe have like a theme that you want us to cover. Maybe some true crime ones. Because that was the only thing I was gutted about in this.
Yeah, we didn't get any true crime.
We didn't get any true crime ones. I was hoping someone's going to be like, I knew a murderer.
Yeah, no. People were very sensitive on the subject.
Yeah. So, maybe we could do another one. And maybe people will write in now they've heard this. Maybe they just missed it when
maybe.
We were asking for stories. So
maybe.
If people have more, feel free to send them to us.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get enough, we'll compile them and make them into an episode.
Yeah.
Maybe even do a bonus episode or something if we get a lot sent in.
Yeah.
There we go. Is that it for today?
I think that's it. I've gone very tired. I'm just like, yeah.
You've been possessed by a sleepy ghost.
Esther Fest.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking about now. You're thinking of a holiday.
Yeah.
In the meantime,
keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging. Estefan.